This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for November 6. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms 139, verses 13 to 14. It says there, "You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." End of quote. Take care of your body for God's glory. Your body is not yours. God made your body. He is the creator and owner of your body. Bible says in today's insight that He knit you together in your mother's womb. It also says, and do you know this? You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You see, there are wonders and amazements all over your body because the wonder-working God formed it. Not only God formed your body, but also He has an amazing and wonderful plan for your body. Bible says even though your earthly body would stop working one day, He already has plans to replace your current body with a strong, eternal and glorified body. 2 Corinthians 5 verses 1 to 6. You see, God looks at you and says He loves you and your body because you are God's handiwork. You are so precious and valuable to Him. The reason is you and your body belong to Him because He formed you and your body. He gave a unique shape, color, and size. The way you look is God's master plan, and He is proud of you. What does it mean to us? If God made it, and if He is the owner, then we have a responsibility and accountability with our bodies. We must give an account to God about how we take care of our bodies. That means you must not ignore, abuse, or destroy it. You must take care of your body by putting right and healthy food and drinks into it. You must clean it properly and do some exercises so that it will be in good shape for the glory of God and His name. Bible says in Romans 12 verse 1, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. Whatever you do in your body, do it for the glory of God, because it is God's creation and He gave it to you. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. End of quote. If you know this truth, then you would be careful about what you eat and drink, wouldn't you? You see, if something hurts, harms, or causes to dysfunction your body, you would be careful to avoid it. This knowledge answers many of the questions about what to eat and drink, doesn't it? 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8 says physical exercise is of some value. There is no doubt working with the body and proper exercise is a good discipline. The passage there compares physical exercise to spiritual exercise. If physical exercise is valuable, spiritual discipline and exercise have much more value. Spiritual exercise includes reading and reflecting the Bible verses, listening to Bible insights and messages, and reading and understanding the books about the Bible, and also talking and praying to God, becoming part of a Bible study group in your church, being thankful to God, praising and worshiping God, etc. Beloved, you should take care of your body. You should not ignore, abuse, or try to destroy your body. When life gets harder, and you and I know it will get tougher as we live here on this planet Earth, remember, we are not to hurt, destroy, or even ignore our bodies. God created it and gave it to you to take care of it. He has a beautiful plan for it. Your body, if it is buried under the earth, will rise again and be replaced with a glorified eternal body, equipped to live in heaven with the triune God all through eternity. Isaiah 26:19 says, but your dead shall live, their bodies shall rise. You who dwell in the dust, awake and sing for joy. End of quote. Listen, Jesus said, and it is recorded in the Gospel of John chapter 6 verse 40. He said, for my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in Him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them on the last day. End of quote. God's plan for your life is you look to His Son, Jesus Christ, and believe in Him. Then you will live even if you die. The promise of Jesus is, I will raise them on the last day. Why should I look on to Jesus? Because He is the Savior and the only Savior of the whole world. No one comes to God and heaven without Jesus. Jesus is the only link. He is the only connection that you have with God, because Jesus died in your place for all of your sins, and His divine blood covers all your shortcomings and declares you righteous to stand in front of Holy God and to live in heaven. Beloved, have you looked on to Jesus and believed in Him as your Savior and Lord as of yet? If not, can I invite you to do that today with me in a small prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know you created me and my body while I was in my mother's womb. I know you have a plan, a beautiful plan for my body. You will rise it again to live with you forever. You are the Creator and Savior of my life. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Please save me now. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.